And USDA Chief Veterinary Officer John Clifford says so far they've had good success at containing the lateral spread of the disease.
One of the challenging things that we have is, though, because of the environmental contamination of this virus from wild waterfowl, it presents a lot of unique challenges to us with regards to this. But the U.S. has one of the best in the world surveillance systems for high-path AI and for low-path AI, for that matter. And as a result, we've been able to get very good cooperation from the states and the industry to be able to find these locations very quickly and be able to respond.
And as for the number of birds affected thus far?
As far as total number of birds thus far depopulated, it's about, and this is an estimate, there's about 3.5 million birds that have been depopulated thus far. That would not include, obviously, the new layer facility that's been identified in Iowa.
He's referring to the fact that the highly pathogenic H5N2 strain of avian influenza has now impacted 5.3 million laying hens on an Iowa egg operation. That operation has been quarantined and all of those birds will be destroyed. And Dr. Clifford says they know the virus exists in the wild waterfowl population and thus reminds poultry producers that biosecurity efforts are important.
You still have to be very diligent in your biosecurity and making sure that you have the possibility of having virus contamination within the environment, and you take all those precautions based on that. As far as the way the virus is getting into the facilities itself, we're looking at a multitude of possibilities with regards to that. We know that we've had very good biosecurity in the past to prevent introductions of high-path AI into our poultry operations, but we're reviewing all of those, and as we review them, I know that the industry, if we find gaps, the industry is taking those very, very seriously and implementing new ways to address those gaps as soon as possible.
During Wednesday's teleconference, they noted that no human cases of these HPAI-H5 viruses have been detected in the U.S., Canada, or internationally, and USDA continues their research efforts for a possible vaccine. For AgNet West, I'm Randall Wiseman.